Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's
power. We thought it would be interesting on this Christmas Eve to take a look back at what Christmas was like way back in the day, and I'm talking about like between the years 500 and 1500. I could ask Newell, but he's busy, so instead I'll talk to Dr. Bobby Sutherland, Associate Professor of History at the University of Dayton, to see what it was like back then. How you doing, Doctor? Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Tell me what it was like for people, because we are all stressed, and we were just talking to somebody about it's okay for kids to be bored. Seems like sometimes we cause our own problems. Were the people back in the Middle Ages, did they have it harder than we do, or did they actually have it easier?
Well, I guess it depends on what you mean. They certainly did very heavy agricultural labor as a rule. Mm-hmm. But when they celebrated, they could really celebrate in a way that I think we tend not to. So their Christmas festivities were about 6 weeks long. And throughout the year, they would have had days that were holidays. They celebrated the saints' days in a way that we generally don't. They had Easter. They had a number of holidays. So really, about a third of the year, between Sundays and holidays, they're doing a lot less work.
When it comes to gift giving, would they wrap presents up for each other, or is that a relatively recent thing?
That's a relatively recent thing. Gifts were often were just food or money. People who had employees would give them gifts then. But later, in the later Middle Ages, because of course, as you note, it's 1,000 years, so things do change. They would give one another gifts. Books were a popular gift, and sometimes other small things, little things for the house or something like that. But food and money were the most common gifts.
So when it comes to Christmas trees, were they bringing Christmas trees in their homes or not?
So not really, not usually. It depended on where you lived. So I do believe that in Germany and in the north, there was a little bit more of a custom of that. But they did decorate with greens, right? So the evergreen symbolizes hope and returning life and things like that. So they would put wealthier people, especially evergreen boughs, mistletoe, those sorts of things around the house. The Christmas tree, as we think of it now, is really more, you know, 1800s.
So when it comes to Santa Claus, I know the origins go back to St. Nick in what, the 2nd century or 4th century?
Yeah.
So how did the people in medieval times in Europe deal with that? Did they have a tradition of a Santa Claus or not?
No, not really. I mean, they would know of St. Nicholas and celebrate his Saints' Day. And part of our tradition of St. Nicholas being, you know, Santa Claus being the one who brings gifts, is that according to legends, there's a few different versions, but one is that he would drop money into the stockings of poor girls to help pay for their dowries. Mm-hmm. And so the idea that he comes and brings gifts comes from that.
Wow. But they
didn't really have a tradition of St. Nicholas bringing the gifts at Christmas during the Middle Ages.
So take me through a traditional or a medieval celebration, if I don't know what that, a name would be back from back in the day. Would they have a Joe Smith in medieval times?
Sure.
Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith, yes.
All right, so what would that be like?
So first of all, Christmas, of course, is a religious holiday, right? It celebrates the birth of Jesus. So 40 days before that, you have the beginning of Advent, which is sort of like Lent is to Easter. You're preparing for this celebration. It's a time of reflection, hoping for the coming of the Christ child. And during that period, they would abstain some from certain foods. So certain days of the week, they wouldn't eat meat. They wouldn't have dairy products. They would probably limit alcohol to some extent. And it's time of reflection. And that's 40 days before Christmas itself. And on Christmas itself, some people would go to church. You have the celebration of Christmas. And then what it really focuses on often is eating and drinking. Mm-hmm. And so part of that is that you're finally able to celebrate after this period of abstinence. But it also fits the agricultural cycle. So you have the harvest, and that food isn't going to last forever. But you want to stretch it out as much as you can. And then you have the animals you've butchered, but if you're salting them into hams and things, that's going to take a bit for them to be cured. And so the Christmas celebrations hit when you're starting to think about eating through the rest of the apples and pears and things. But as the hams and things like that have become fully cured, and so you have lots of food and you also need to get through it. And so then they would spend roughly 12 days eating and drinking. It was noted, especially among the upper classes, for being a pretty raucous holiday, but the peasants also drank plenty too during this period, because you've got all your beer and wine in as well. And so they spend a lot of time eating, drinking, telling stories, sitting around the fire. And that continues until the Epiphany on January 6th. And then that next, whatever the next Monday was, in England anyway, was called Plow Monday, and that's when you have to get back to work. But the festivities don't fully end, and especially for the upper classes, don't fully end until February 2nd, which is the day that you take candles to church to be blessed for the year. And there's processions. It's called Candlemas. At that point, if you haven't removed your Christmas decorations, there's a risk that goblins will get into them. So you need to make sure the decorations are down by February 2nd.
You know what we do here?
Yeah.
You know what we do here? They put Mardi Gras decorations on Christmas trees, believe it or not.
I can believe that.
Okay,
yeah.
So go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, that's totally fine, because actually Mardi Gras kind of ties into this, because for the upper classes, at any rate, you hit February 2nd as the official sort of end of Christmas, but it's the beginning of Carnival, right? In fact, mm-hmm. January 6th kind of is the kickoff for Carnival, and so there's going to be a period of festivities and partying until Mardi Gras, and then you go into Lent. So Christmas kind of blends straight into Carnival in the Middle Ages.
It does here too with king cakes. That's another tradition.
Yeah, king cake.
I don't know if you. Anyway, let's talk about what the house was like, the average home that somebody would live in these medieval times when they had these Christmas celebrations that would last from from when would they start?
I mean, midnight of December 24, 25, right?
And then so run until February 2nd?
February 2nd, but especially January 6th, yeah.
January 6th. All right, so what kind of homes were they living in?
So most of the average people would have been living in homes that are more or less one large room. Sometimes there would be a partition off to the side to separate a storage room or something like that, and there were lofts sometimes for sleeping. Though some people had full second stories, so there's not perfect unity, but in general, you have one larger room. There'd be a hearth at the end, maybe in the middle, but usually at the end, for cooking, for heat. In some places where it's very cold, you actually have the barn attached to the house effectively. And so the animals are more or less sharing space with the people, which is good because they add their warmth and you don't have to go outside to feed them and things. Other places that would have been separate. So one big open room, you would have moved, the beds back, would have rolled up and put away. And then you have, the benches and table or some, maybe chairs. And then you push those away and put out the beds. And so it's one, larger space for all things.
These people were not very showered, were they?
No, although they did bathe. They would wash, you know, sort of with a basin, and there was an emphasis on making sure you stay somewhat clean, yeah.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate the time. I really do. I hope you can come back and talk to us some more about it. Dr. Bobby Sutherland, Associate Professor of History at the University of Dayton. Newell Norman's coming up next, and he's got a very special guest in studio for the next 3 hours. I think you know who it is, but we'll tell you when we return here on WWL.
Lay keeping their sheep on a cold wind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.